Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Time series forecasting is everywhere you look. It sits at the heart of critical systems across many different industries. It helps doctors predict patient vitals. It helps grid operators anticipate load. It helps marketers model consumer demand and traders project asset prices. As a discipline, it is one of the oldest and most foundational subfields of applied machine learning. And because it is so foundational and used in so many places, the state of the art is always changing. We rarely go more than a few months without seeing another breakthrough in this space. These advancements don't normally garner the headlines that LLMs and diffusion models do, but they're no less important and no less impactful on the world. The better we get at time series forecasting, the closer we are to having a crystal ball. The nearly psychic ability to predict the shape of a world that won't exist until tomorrow, or next week, or next year. Today, we're going to dig into one of those new advancements, a new recurrent neuron architecture designed specifically for this problem space, the recurrent sigmoid piecewise linear neuron, the RSPL. We're going to walk through the core technical motivation behind it, the structural differences compared to LSTM and GRU neurons, and how it manages to deliver better stability and lower error variance with fewer parameters. We'll step through the experimental setup that was used by these authors to benchmark RSPL against traditional recurrent cells and examine the results in detail. Let's dive in. To date, the dominant technical paradigm for handling time-dependent prediction tasks has long been recurrent neural networks, RNNs, particularly variants like the long short-term memory networks, LSTMs, and gated recurrent units, GRUs. These latter two architectures were designed to address some of the shortcomings of vanilla RNNs, but they introduced some problems of their own. Networks built on LSTM and GRU units tend to be parameter-heavy, especially when multiple layers are stacked to capture more complex temporal patterns. More importantly, deep recurrent structures often suffer from instability during inference. Over long input sequences, it is not uncommon for the norms of internal context vectors to either blow up toward infinity or collapse toward zero, degrading the reliability of the model's outputs. From an engineering standpoint, this presents tension. On one hand, larger and deeper networks are often necessary to model complex, high-dimensional time series. On the other hand, the increase in model capacity amplifies instability, variance, and computational burden. The question is whether it is possible to design a recurrent architecture that retains the ability to model sequential dependencies while reducing the complexity, improving stability, and maintaining or even improving forecasting accuracy. The paper we're looking at today attempts to do exactly that. It introduces a new neuron design, the recurrent sigmoid piecewise linear neuron, which can serve as a replacement for LSTM or GRU cells. RSPL is designed to guarantee dynamic stability across any sequence length, upper bound the variance of context vector elements, and dramatically reduce the number of trainable parameters compared to traditional gated units. It aims to deliver the stability and expressiveness needed for time series forecasting, but in a lighter and more predictable package. Before we dissect the RSPL, let's look a little more deeply at how RNNs, GRUs, and LSTMs work and their limitations. If you've worked with time series data at any meaningful scale, you already know why recurrent neural networks became necessary. Unlike feed-forward networks, RNNs are architected to carry state across sequential inputs. This design allows them to model temporal dependencies where the prediction at time t can meaningfully depend on the inputs at t-1, t-2, and earlier. However, vanilla RNNs encountered two major bottlenecks. As I mentioned earlier, they, one, struggled with vanishing gradients. As the network tries to propagate error signals backwards through time, those signals tend to shrink exponentially, eventually becoming numerically insignificant. And two, faced exploding gradients, where the propagated signals blow up in magnitude, destabilizing training altogether. These issues made it almost impossible to train vanilla RNNs to handle long-term dependencies. LSTMs to the rescue. The LSTM architecture introduced by, I believe you pronounce their names, Hochreiter and Schmidhuber in 1997, sorry, I'm sure I butchered those last names, addressed these problems directly. LSTM units introduced a gating mechanism that allowed the model to selectively remember, forget, and update elements of its internal cell state. Instead of passing a raw hidden vector through recurrent steps, the LSTM could choose how much information to carry forward, how much to update based on new input, and how much to forget. This made LSTMs robust against vanishing gradients and allowed them to model long sequences. Later, GRU units emerged as a streamlined variant. GRUs folded the LSTM's input and forget gates into a single update gate, simplifying the architecture while retaining most of the benefits. GRUs reduced parameter count relative to LSTMs and often trained faster, but they were slightly less flexible when dealing with more complex sequence structures. In practice, both LSTM and GRU neurons became the de facto choices for modeling sequential data across domains like natural language processing, speech recognition, and time series forecasting. However, the improvements came at a cost. Adding gates, separate cell states, and extra parameters significantly increased model size and computational overhead. Worse, despite their robustness improvements, LSTM and GRU models could still suffer from instability in extremely deep or long sequence scenarios. Model outputs could drift, norms could become unstable over very long recursions, and achieving convergence without overfitting often required careful tuning or regularization. This sets the stage for the question explored in today's paper. Is there a simpler recurrent neuron that can capture sequential dependencies, stabilize model behavior across long time horizons, and do it with fewer parameters than the heavyweight gated architectures we have been relying on for decades? Enter the RSPL neuron. At a high level, it blends two well-understood concepts, piecewise linear function approximation and recurrent memory. Instead of complex gating mechanisms like forget gates, input modulation, and output modulation, RSPL reduces the entire operation to two linear transformations and two simple nonlinearities. The two nonlinearities are 1, a sigmoid function to softly partition the input space, and 2, a vector normalization step applied to the output. This design allows RSPL to approximate complex functions while ensuring that the recurrent context vector remains bounded across any number of steps. The architecture starts from the basic sigmoid piecewise linear SPL neuron, which replaces hard partitions of the input space, the step functions, with differentiable sigmoid boundaries. In practice, this means that the neuron learns two separate linear responses, weighted by how the input projects onto a learned hyperplane. The recurrence in RSPL is introduced by feeding the previous context vector along with the current input into this mechanism. After the piecewise linear transformation, the resulting context vector is normalized to have unit norm. This normalization is not just a mathematical convenience, it serves a critical purpose. It bounds the variance of the context vector's elements, guarantees stability under recurrent application, and prevents the familiar issues of norm explosion or vanishing that can destabilize traditional RNNs on long sequences. One of the most important practical consequences of this architecture is parameter efficiency. Because RSPL uses only two linear transformations instead of the multiple learned gates in LSTM or GRU, the number of trainable parameters is significantly lower. Compared to LSTM, RSPL uses approximately half the parameters. Compared to GRU, about two-thirds. This reduction in model size can have major downstream effects. Faster training, reduced memory footprint, lower risk of overfitting, and faster inference at deployment. Yet, despite the smaller parameter count, the RSPL still provides mechanisms for selective remembering and forgetting information across time, just like LSTM and GRU. At its core, the RSPL neuron is designed to sidestep the complexity of traditional recurrent units like LSTM and GRU without losing the ability to retain and manipulate sequential information. Instead of relying on multiple gates and intricate internal states, RSPL achieves stable, bounded updates using a simple but highly structured approach based on piecewise linear approximations and context normalization. One of the more subtle but important engineering decisions in RSPL is how it decouples the complexity of memory retention and forgetting. In LSTM and GRU units, these behaviors are managed explicitly through specialized gates with trainable parameters. RSPL handles them implicitly through the dynamic adjustment of its blended linear transformations and the enforced normalization constraint. In practice, this leads to memory behavior that is flexible enough for most forecasting tasks, but without introducing additional instability or training sensitivity. Compared to transformer-based models that rely on attention mechanisms to capture sequence dependencies, RSPO remains firmly in the RNN design space. However, it corrects one of the long-standing weaknesses of classical RNN architectures, the lack of guaranteed stability over long recurrent chains. By construction, RSPO neurons avoid the pathological behaviors that have historically made deep or long-horizon RNNs difficult to train and deploy. At the implementation level, RSPO neurons can be plugged into existing RNN frameworks, although retraining will be required afterwards, of course. The core operations involved, Multrix multiplication, element-wise sigmoid, vector normalization, are standard primitives in all major deep learning libraries. This makes RSPO a practical alternative for engineering teams looking to improve model stability and resource efficiency. From a system design perspective, adopting RSPO's neurons or incorporating context normalization mechanisms into existing recurrent architectures can have a cascading effect on overall system reliability. Fewer parameters lead to smaller models, which reduces serialization and deserialization time, accelerates model loading, and simplifies edge deployments. More stable internal states lead to more consistent forecasting outputs, which reduces the need for extensive runtime monitoring or correction mechanisms downstream. Together, these properties align directly with the goals of building resilient, efficient machine learning systems capable of maintaining performance in production environments. Ultimately, the engineering takeaway is clear. In scenarios where long sequence stability, memory efficiency, and low variance forecasting performance are important constraints, RSPO neurons offer a viable and empirically validated alternative to traditional LSTM and GRU cells. They're not simply another variation to add to the library. They are a concrete design option that optimizes for stability and simplicity without trading off predictive quality. If you want to see how these authors not just planned and constructed their neuron, but benchmarked its performance, you'll definitely want to download the PDF. It goes much deeper into the specific experimental setups and the formal mathematical derivations behind the context normalization mechanism. It also provides detailed RMSSE comparison tables across all models and configurations. It includes model training algorithms, error aggregation strategies, and data pre-processing steps that are too detailed to cover fully here, but are critical if you plan to apply these ideas to your own work. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.